Hey, come catch this wave with the Fix Squad. The fix is in. I'm Mr. Soul, I'm tuning in. What you doing?
Got him! Look, real hip-hop revealed that it fits. Pure, you can feel it in the mix. Finally stop pushing the culture forward, this is it. Proceed at your own risk. Got him! Beats, bars, and life, giving them truth in it. Screaming revolution with only a few minutes. My sentiments is acting, everything that we do clutch. Another reason to turn the volume up. Sheesh, know what we stand on. Solid ground when we're there. Say it's no use, the culture is out of hand. But not out of reach, we gotta stick to the plan. Dark days put the sunshine in it. Good news, I'm proof that it's living. Yeah, revolving the art, the shot, go with it. Keeping the beats on the block, don't miss it. Welcome
to the city, stand up. James left, but the king still reigns here. No tears, no love lost, no rain here. Delivers, I promise, Santa rain here. Love for the city still resides here. Fix for your ailment, faith that resides outside the lines. Detox your mind, cause it matters. Art outside the box, we paint better. The fix is in, and we rock a channel. We rock with them for what's deep within. Expose those who talk but don't live. Expose those who talk but don't live. Take offense. Judge by the fruit from the tree. But if the fruit tastes like the streets, and money is the fruit that they speak, so tell me whose face do they see? Repeat. Take offense. Judge by the fruit from the tree. But if the fruit tastes like the streets, and money is the fruit that they seek, so tell me whose face do they seek?
Yes, sir. You're now tuned into The Fix, your source for faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry, right here on Sirius XM, channel 154, Holy Culture Radio. It's your boy DJ Focus checking in.
Hey, and it's your girl Dice Gamble checking in on this magnificent Monday. Woo.
It is a magnificent Monday. We less than 3 days away from getting buckets, Dice. That's all I'm talking about. You ready to get buckets? Sis, if you ain't ready to get buckets, I need all that motivation.
Don't even start with me. Listen, that now is the only reason why I'm coming to Vegas. See, before it was for, you know, our nominations, but now I got a whole different reason. You know, people have been talking trash.
Ain't it personal? You know, it's kind of personal, ain't it?
They've been switching teams. You know, they ain't pick us. Like, they just talk. It's just so much shade being thrown. I'm like, okay, well, we just gotta let the Lord do what the Lord does. Now we gotta show up and absolutely show out. So we plan on leaving it all on the floor on Thursday. So y'all better bring y'all icy hot and y'all Bengay, because you know, I'm leaving with a few ankle bracelets.
Yeah. I told you, I'm just gonna be in the paint. I ain't crossing no ankles over no more. But I guarantee you, I still got that Elijah Wan shake it down low. Yeah, you thought I was going that way. I'm going this way. Fade away. Fuck it. That's all I got to say.
I love it.
We're excited though. This is, yes, it's Stellar Week. Let's be very clear. It is Stellar Week. The 38th annual Stellar Awards are going down this week. Let's be very clear. Events starting tomorrow. Early as Tuesday, they have events going in Las Vegas. Go to stellar.com for the complete lineup. But the one you need to know about is this Thursday in Vegas. We ain't on flights yet. We still in our cities now, but we about to hop on planes real soon in another day or two. And we about to head to Vegas, Dice, to take care of this little light work for Thursday at the Doolittle Community Center. The second annual celebrity basketball game is going down. Shouts out to Lamont Saunders and Bear Tag Entertainment, as well as the Stellars, for putting on this event. And yes, DJ Focus and Dice Gamble will be playing on the winning team. Bishop Marvin Sapp, we on the way, Bishop. Don't worry about it. We ready on the way to take in that light work.
Don't even worry about it.
Shouts out to all our teammates. Shouts out to everybody. We looking forward to connecting and meeting with y'all. And it ain't personal. It's just business.
Yeah. We got to handle it. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank y'all for waking up with us this morning. Once again, you're tuning into The Fix. And of course, our mission is to expose the culture to positive but relevant music that keeps Jesus Christ at the center of the message. And listen, we had the opportunity to sit down with a couple of the losers. So, unfortunately, they playing on the wrong team, Dice. So, yeah, we had a chance to sit down with some super talented, dope people. Let's be very clear. They dope in their own right. But, yes, we're going against them this upcoming Thursday. So, in our spiritual detox, first up, we're going to talk with our brother, Trayvon Perry. He's a super talented gospel billboard charting artist. He's a CEO. He also has apparel brand that he does, entrepreneur. He does a little bit of any and everything. So, yeah, we're going to get him on the line to talk about this basketball game, as well as everything dope that he has going on. And we also are going to get, let's be very clear, one of the best promoters in the music industry, Gabriel Titus, our brother. He has a promotional company. He's a road manager. He does a little bit of everything, not only in the gospel side, but mainstream too as well. So, yeah, we're going to get him on the line. But, yes, they are both playing on Dr. Jamal Bryant's team. So, sorry for y'all too, because y'all going to take this L come this Thursday. Yeah, sorry for y'all too.
All right.
Listen, and Dice, I know you ready for this Real Talk conversation, huh? The world done lost their mind the last 4 days with this social media threads, huh?
Yeah, we own it. I mean, we threading, we sewing socks. We are knitting together collectively, just a whole new vibe for social media. And it's exciting. It's exciting. It's new. And we're going to talk about it. Obviously the world is talking about it, how fast it's growing. So, we probably at like 2 million users right now. At least that's on the low end, and this thing ain't even been out a week. So, Mark Zuckerberg, he's had this one in the chamber, and he just pulled the trigger, and everybody's just eating it up. So, the new Threads app, if you haven't downloaded, I would say go on and download it, because it's up next. It's up next. Yeah, we're gonna talk about it though. It's gonna be good.
Yeah, it's gonna be good. Keep it locked. You tuned into The Fix,
and The Fix is in.
Welcome back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble, you tap back into The Fix, your source for faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry. And you know what time it is. It's time for our spiritual detox. And listen, let's be very clear. All roads lead to Vegas, July 13th. It's a whole situation. Shouts out to the whole Stellar Academy. The 38th annual Stellar Awards are going down in Vegas this year. It's back in Vegas. I feel like it's back home now at the ordinance. But let's be very clear. 2 days before that July 15th date, we got something going on July 13th that's a little major. Let's be very clear. We got the celebrity basketball game, sponsored by, of course, Bear Tag Entertainment, as well as the Stellars. And listen, we got one of the players, man, on the loser team on the line right now. I got to pray for him because he on the loser team. But I love him anyway. In Jesus' name, I love him. But they say it's either going to be baskets or bloopers. You know what I'm saying? We don't know which one it's going to be, but it's going to be a mixture of both. But listen, help me welcome in a super talented, listen, role manager, promotion manager. He does a little bit of everything. We're going to talk about that. Plus, of course, we're going to talk about basketball. My brother, Gabriel Titus. What's going on, bro?
Yes, sir. What's going on, my brother? How you feeling, man?
All is well, man. How you, man? Are you ready, man? I feel like I'm looking at you, but I don't know if you've been doing enough push-ups yet or doing enough, calisthenics. Are you getting in shape for this game or what?
But like this, I play every week. I have a game tonight. Some of them guys don't play at all. I play twice a week. I'm in
you
a
play
basketball
twice a week.
League. Twice a week.
Okay. Twice a week.
35 and older league. So this ain't this ain't no singathon. This is basketball. So they come in the same, leave that in the locker room. We come to play. Trust me.
You coming to play, huh? I ain't mad at you too as well. Hey, I'm a competitor too. I'm coming to play too as well. I've been playing with these young boys, and they've been running me like crazy. But I'm saying, you know what? I went right to play with all the young boys, 16 to 21. That's all I've been playing with is young boys.
Gotcha. Yes, sir.
Listen, for somebody who may not know you, man, tell everybody, man, what you do, man, because you do a lot of stuff that people may not know about, and they might need your services and don't even know it.
My name is Gabriel Tyers. I have an own company called Key Push Promotions. I promote for a lot of independent artists, major artists. I've been on the road with Ty Tribbett, J.J. Harrison, Jacqueline Carr. I've worked with Jabari Johnson, which I'm playing against, which I'm excited about that. I do some of everything. I do security for a lot of artists, a lot of events. So if you ever need me, just inbox me, call me, text me. I got you.
No, that's good. How did you even get into doing the promotion thing?
Honestly, I was called to do it. I was pushed to do it, honestly. I did it for my church one day. We promoted for Ty Tribbett, actually. And that's how I got cool with Kelvin Leach and Sean Pendleton. And next thing I know, I'm on the road with them, literally on a Bloody Wind tour, doing stuff for them and everybody else. And the doors just flew open, honestly. That's really what happened.
Wow. So, you know, with promotions is a big thing. Why do it on this side? Let's be very clear. So, you know, speak to the importance of having gospel promoters specifically, because I feel like it's not talked about enough on this side.
Honestly, having gospel promoters, because a lot of people don't know about you. There's a lot of gospel artists in the world, right? There's independent major artists, but somebody like me can put you in your hands or your arms. The man, you may be real cool, but you may not know them. But, Gabe pushing them? Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and play them because Gabe pushing them. And a lot of times, all the time, it's about relationships. You got to treat people right the first time, not the second time, the first time, and you're good. So promotion is the key to anything. I don't care if you're a preacher, a singer, you got to promote yourself to be out there.
So for my entrepreneurs out there, how did you even start your business? How did you even start the promotion business? And what does it take to even be an official promoter in the game?
I started my business. I worked with somebody that had a bad name. Didn't even know it till I left them. And when I was helping them build their brand, I said, well, shoot, I can do this myself. And people actually trust and believe me. And whatever I post, whatever I say, they believe, okay, if Gabe's saying this, if Gabe posting this, it's legit. I don't want you for your money. I have a 9-to-5, thank God. I have a nice house, car, whatever. But I do it because I believe in the artist or believe in whoever I'm working with. That's why I do it.
No, that's good. That's good. So, you know, you was working when you first got into it, you was working with somebody you didn't know that, you know, they kind of had like a little tarnished name or was doing shady business. You know, I mean, did you get a chance to talk with them later and just, you know, just get some understanding of why they was doing stuff that way?
Let me be honest with you. I didn't. The person dogged me out because I left them. We had a little account, the money we had in the account. They took the money. Of course, as a man, you're going to be salty, but everything that I may have lost, I actually gained it back plus more. But I never talked to that person. But that person has reached out. I just say, hey, all is well. Ain't no bad blood. I can see that person right now and shake hands with them. So I'm good.
Wow. Speak a little bit about your faith journey, man, and your spiritual regimen, because you seem solid, because I don't know too many people will leave money on the table and be say, yeah, I shake their hand. So talk about your spiritual walk and how you developed your relationship with Christ.
I'm 40 years old. At age 27, I try to commit suicide. That's where Keep Pushing came from. I try to take pills, liquor, anything you can think of. I mixed up in a blender. I used to love Kool-Aid, and I drunk it. For 3 days, I was like on the toilet. I was on the toilet, whatever. I was like, God, why you didn't take me? And I'll never forget my former pastor, his wife said, I had a dream about you committing suicide. I'm like, what? I ain't believing no prophecy at all. Again, I'm only 40 years old. I'm born Baptist. She said, yeah, I believe you tried to commit suicide. So I came back to her. I said, yeah, I did. She said, what you're going through is not just for you, it's for somebody else. So you got to keep pushing. I took that and ran with it. That was my first tattoo, Keep Pushing, on my arm right here. My first tattoo I got, Keep Pushing. So no matter what I post, no matter what I say, I want you to see the post, but see the hashtag, Keep Pushing. You may be trying to commit suicide, leave your wife, your husband, leave your kids, but you got to keep going no matter what. So that's why I do what I do, not just for the industry base, but for myself, because we all going through something. We all have been through something.
You know, that's powerful. And thanks for sharing that.
Right. Yes, sir.
Have you been able, with the relationships you built with the artists or just athletes or anybody you work with, like have there been moments where they reached out to you and wanted to talk more about your story or just talk about prayer? Just because, like you say, keep pushing. It's so motivational, you know?
Actually, just happened last night. True story. I called a guy from my church about a men's weekend we have the next weekend. He said, man, you saved my life. I was going to kill somebody and the cops was going to kill me. And this just happened last night. I'm not making this up at all. He said, I saved his life. So I was able to tell him about my story. And he a grown man on the phone crying. He was 55 years old on the phone crying. So every time I'm with somebody, I'm able to tell them about what I've been through, what I may go through now, and the challenges of the industry or just life as a whole. See, I tell my story every chance I get, honestly.
Listen, I appreciate that, yes, man. What's that feeling like, man, when somebody tells you something like that? Like, that's powerful. Like, how does that make you feel?
Honestly, yesterday, it caught me off guard because I called him about one thing, and we was on the phone for an hour, and we ended up talking about life, my life, his life, and he's like, man, I needed that phone call. And you never know what somebody needs, whether it's a phone call, a hello, or I love you. You never know what a person needs, and he needed that call from me. So I'm glad I saved that man's life, honestly.
Listen, I'm glad you're in purpose too, as well. That just shows that you're in purpose. So yes, you know, give me something, man. That you know, some of the challenges of being a promoter. Like, what's some challenges that you face when you're looking to promote an artist or a company or a brand? Give us some feedback on that.
Some of the challenges a lot of artists, I say people in general, have been burnt. So when I come to them saying, "Hey, this is my fee. This is what I do." They don't believe I'm going to do it because somebody else might have promised them something they never did. So I got to really show them my work. I hate my accolades or what I've done, awards. And people got to trust me that don't even know me at all. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I see you doing this, but how are you going to do this? Okay, this is how you're going to do this. Or I give them a couple of references. Hey, call this person. They'll tell you. call this person. It's like Uncle G, Jermaine Dolly, whoever. Like, I work with these guys. I know these guys personally, not just on the industry level. Like, these are personally my friends. So, yeah, it's really challenging because people have been burnt a lot. And I just got to earn their trust, honestly.
That's good. Listen, shouts out to both of them, Uncle G as well as Jermaine Dolly. Yep. Both of them is family. So let's talk about it, man. Talk about, man, the importance, man, of this celebrity basketball game. Let's be very clear. Shouts out to Lamont Saunders for putting this together. And thank you for the Stellars, you know, going in and doing this with him. But talk about the importance of this game. Like, it's more, don't get me wrong, we're going to go out there and have fun. We're going to trash talk. But I think it's a bigger thing to it. So I just want to hit, you know, what's your thoughts when you first heard about it?
Honestly, I went to it last year. Last year was the first year, and I actually sat. I watched. I said, this was great. This was different for the Stellars. We always singing, rap, whatever, but we never had any sporting events ever. For the first year, it was like, okay, this is nice. And I told myself, I'm playing next year. Last year, it was a couple good people, a couple people that should have sat on the bench or sat in the crowd. But I told Lamont, I said, I'm playing this year, and we're going to win. Whoever team I'm on, right, this Bishop Marvin Sapp or Jamal Bryant, which I'm on Team Jamal Bryant, by the way, ATL, baby, we here. We will win, just FYI. Jabari Johnson, not dunking on nobody, not on my team.
Well, shouts out to Jabari Johnson because he is on my squad. And, I'm already telling you right now, Doc, listen, I call shouts out to Dr. Jamal Bryant. Doc, you should have picked me up when you had a chance. I'm a walking bucket off the bench. I'm telling you. So, yeah, y'all gonna have to earn this one. I'm telling you, you're going to have to earn it. So I'm glad you've been playing, and I'm glad you're ready because I'm ready too as well. That's how I feel too as well.
Oh, I love it.
What else are you looking forward to, Stellar Weekend?
Honestly, man, it's like a reunion. Like, this is our, what you call it? Our Grammys, our Dove Awards. It's people that we've never seen in a long time, or it's been months because of COVID or whatever. It's a big reunion just to have fun. Like you said, we back at home. While we was in Vegas, 4 or 5 years straight? Mm-hmm. Then the COVID happened, went to Nashville, then Atlanta. We back home. So I'm just really just to have fun, network, no sleep. Drinking a Red Bull and water and keep it going. Honestly, I'm just really having fun meeting with everybody.
Who's that one player you looking to score on? You can keep the buck.
Oh, you and Jabari.
Okay. Easy. How tall are you?
I'm 6'2".
Okay. Yeah, I got you a little bit. I'm 6'4". So just know, you better fade away on me. I'm just being honest.
All right. So look, last week, I play every week. I played against a guy that was 6'5".
Okay.
I scored every bucket on him. Okay. Again, I'm 6'2", but I could jump too.
Okay. But bless your life. But one thing for certain, two for sure. So you might be a little quicker than me, but know for sure, when I get you in that paint, it's over for you. I'm a walking bucket down there. Because you look a little light, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm 6'4". I play DN, so I play football and basketball.
Same here. Let's go. I love it.
Yeah, it's going down. Listen, stop playing. It's going down July 13th. All roads lead to Vegas for the second annual Celebrity Basketball Game. When I tell you, you don't want to miss this event. Listen, tickets are still available. Go to Eventbrite, search Bear Tag, and get them tickets. Stellar Weekend is going down. Listen, Gabriel, tell the people how they can connect with you, follow you on all your social media platforms, and you can shout your little team out one more time. I'll give you some love. Shout your team out one more time, man.
You can follow me on Instagram, Keep Us Promotions, all one word. Actually, the Inspirational Music Experience, follow that page too. We do have an event Thursday at 12:30. Then we're coming over to the basketball game to beat Bishop Marvin Sapp. And he's going to have to sing a new song after this because it's going down. Of course, on Facebook, my name is Gabriel Tyus, just my name. But I'm interested just to have a great, great time. DJ Focus, I'm proud of you doing your thing. And yes, I'm going to score at least 2 buckets on you. Now, I'm not a scorer, but I do play defense. I'm going to score at least 2 on you.
Listen, that's all smoke. I ain't even buying that. Listen, I got to get you out of here, man. But listen, I can't wait to see you. Stellar Weekend, man. We meet on that court first. And then I look forward to kicking it with you too as well afterwards, brother. Hey, all love.
Matter of fact, I'm going to do this on if you beat me, beat us, lunch on me. I got you.
Oh, say less. Yeah, say less, man. I've been on my smoothie kick too as well. I need to listen, all them seafood buffets in Vegas, we're going to go eat some seafood. That's where we're going.
All right. If.
I got you. No worries. Listen, DJ Focus, I got to go to a quick break. We're coming back with more. Keep it locked. You tune into The Fix.
New videos, music, articles, devos, and more. Stay connected. Get the app now so you don't miss a thing. Visit holyculture.net.
Welcome back, DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into The Fix, your source for faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry. You know what time it is. And Dice, we got somebody on the line today. You know, we praying for him, though, because, you know, we know this second annual celebrity basketball game going down. And he on the wrong team. Let's be very clear. He on the wrong team. And I'm praying for him. So I already kind of sized him up. So I already know he's going to be in the paint with me. So I already know I got a couple spin moves and a couple elbows for him already. I'm telling you right now, I got a couple of them. I told Bishop Marvin Stapp, just give me my 7 minutes and I'm going to get out your way. I just need 7 minutes to do what I need to do. And I'm going to get out of everybody's way. So listen, I'm excited though. Let's be very clear. The second annual celebrity basketball game is going down in Vegas this week. Stop playing. Yeah. If you are coming to Vegas, you definitely want to tap in. It's going down at the Doolittle Center, Community Center, and it's going to be amazing. So listen, without further ado, let me welcome in a super talented Billboard Gospel recording artist, CEO, our brother Trayvon Perry. What's going on, bro?
Yo, what it do, family? What it do, family? And last year, you know what I'm saying? You know
what happened?
We caught that L because I was on a team where the coach didn't know what he was doing. But that ain't happening this year. The coach didn't know what he was doing, so that ain't happening this year. We going all the way. We getting the trophy this year.
Well, did he just wait?
Yeah, yeah. He said what he said, Dice. He said what he said. It's been a lot of shade at Bishop Marvin's back.
I said what I said. I stand by that. He didn't play the right people, but it's okay. That's why I'm on the winning side now, baby, because I would have been over there with y'all. We would have got a dub, but you know, you don't know what he's doing. So I hope he gives you your 7 minutes. I hope he does.
Wow. Well, yeah. I'm sorry you feel that way, but yeah, it's going to be something different this year. Don't worry about that, bro.
Very different. Very good. I mean, I really think he got traded at the wrong time, Focus. I think he should have stayed in Cleveland. I think he should have stayed where he was. I mean, it's unfortunate, but this is typically what happens with players when they get fed up and they think the deal is sweeter over there and they're like, nah, I want to trade, you know, mid-season. It's like, what? You ain't bringing home no ring because you go over there. Like, you just needed the players. You just needed Focus and I on your team to get you the championship. But unfortunately, you lost. So I just feel it in myself. I'm like, bro, you left at the wrong time.
Dice, call me Thomas Bryant. I'm going to get a ring, baby. I'm going to get a ring, baby.
Well,
I'm going to get a ring.
I hate to tell you, Trayvon.
Change my jersey.
You about to take two L's 2 years in a row because I'm telling you, once I get on the court, it's going to be undeniable. Yeah, I ain't worried about it. I'm going to earn my keep. I'm going to be getting called back for next year.
But y'all probably will be matched up. I just thought, I don't know. Yeah, I don't think he's taller or bigger than you, Focus. I'm trying to look to see. I'm not.
Which gives me the advantage because he can't keep up with me, baby. He can't keep up with me.
That's fair. Listen, and that's fair. But when I get it in the paint, ain't nothing you can do but foul me. So I'm okay. And I'm 85% from the free throw line, so I can live with it. Come on. Go ahead and hack a Shaq. Hack a Shaq and let me eat.
You're going to have to earn them, baby. You're going to have to earn them. I'm telling you right now. You're going to have to earn them. I ain't giving you nothing.
Hey, listen, the trash talk is high. Let's talk about the experience, though. We want to definitely shout out our brother Lamont Saunders, Bear Tag Entertainment, the Stellars. Talk about just faith in sports and being able to have an event like this attached to the Stellar Week. What does that mean to you, Trayvon?
I think it's great. We get together. We get to have great camaraderie with each other, fellowship. Outside of just music, outside of just the norm, you know what I'm saying? So we get to know each other. I already know a lot of the gentlemen that's going to be there on a personal level. You know, I'm going to get to know guys like you, you know, more on a personal level. And it's about the fellowship, to be honest, man. And the vibes is right. And people don't understand this also is building for future. You know, when you connect with these great people, you know, later on down the line, I may need y'all to come do some stuff. I may need you to come do some stuff. This is what it's all about.
Yeah.
Spread the love, networking. You know what I mean? That's what it's about. I love the energy.
I love it. Listen, man, what you got going on new? Because I know we are here talking all things basketball, all things Stellar. But listen, I know you kicked off the year with another hit. But how you doing over there with the music?
Oh, it's going. We actually just got Jason. He on my team this year. Jay Clay. Lucky him. So we just finished working on a record. So we got some more fire. After we give y'all this work on the court, we got to give y'all this work in the music. So we got some stuff coming.
Man, I hope
I got a guarantee. Three buckets for you. I'm calling it out right now. I got a guarantee. Three buckets for you. I'm making sure. Listen, I'm gonna tap Dr. Jamal on the back. I say, put Trey in. I need him in right now. Come here. Feed me right here in the paint. I'm gonna hit you with the Elijah Wan shake one time and hit that fadeaway, and I'm gonna run down the court on Stellar TV. Say I got Trey. Long as I got Trey,
maybe one, bro. Maybe that's a maybe.
It's a maybe. This is gonna be so much fun.
Listen, with this new music that you're making. Talk about your creative process and your style. Like, how do you even set your collaborations up, and how do you look to create music and make your sound different from everybody else's?
Right.
Well, it starts here. I've always been different. I felt like I never felt like my music sound like anyone else, or my writing was like anyone else's. I feel like, you know, God has gifted me to do what I do. I admire so many, but although I admire and I am all the way inspired, it always inspires me to do what I do, not what they do. You know what I mean? It always makes me want to, you know, get in my bag. So my creative process really is like this, man. I can really be walking down the street and boom, it just drops to me like that. That's how it works. And I pray for it to come that way, but it's always happened that way since a child. So I've always been different. Yeah, and this new music, We switching it up a little bit. This is an encouraging jump off, a little encouraging thing that'll make you bounce at the same time. You'll be worshiping and crying and bouncing while you're worshiping and crying. You know, that's the vibes we're giving on this next record.
I love it. Did you get a chance to see Pharrell at the Louis Vuitton show with the Voices of Fire choir?
I saw some clips. Yeah.
So as a choir director, man, like how big was that? I don't know if you sat and thought about it, but like how big was that?
Major. I'm looking at it like every time we turn around, look at how the gospel is keep coming to the forefront. And when they keep trying to push us back, we keep coming out there. You know what I'm saying? Just like what was that song that Work It Out, like how that made it on the Nike commercial. And, you know, I'm like, yo, look, it's all in your face. You know, they try to bury us and put us under. But, you know, we keep bouncing back. So I love it. I think I love the new direction this music industry is heading into. Love it.
What's that one thing you would change? You've been around for a while. You've worked with a lot of people in the industry, gospel and mainstream side. What's that one thing you would change if you could change something in the music industry from the business aspect of it?
Do we have enough time?
Speak your piece.
But to just the short answer is, let's bring back, you know, the authentic, you know, not watered down, but authentic us, you know, being all the way real, being all the way yourself, not trying to be a carbon copy, but being an original, you know, and more parody. We need that. No sister released 12 projects in a row and everything is the same. Let's mix it up. One thing you could say about back in the day, and there was a lot, you was able to tell who's from who, you know? And I think that's all across the board, even in the secular genre. You know, we had the Biggies, we had the Jay-Z, we had the Nas, we had the DMX, we had the Tupac. Everybody had you knew who. You heard a record, oh, that's such and such, you know?
Right,
and it was,
right.
And, you know, you had the Clarks, you had Andre Crouch, you had, you know, that's Kyle Walker, you had, you know, you knew the sound. you know, let's keep that, you know, let's continue to be authentic, you know, original, be who God has created you to be. And I think everything will be cool. All the industry stuff, you know, it is what it is. That don't make me or break me. You know, that's going to always be what it is. Cause at the end of the day, it's about their bottom line. And I understand it. There's a business aspect. So let's not confuse industry with ministry.
You know, I love that.
There's a difference.
That's good.
Well, let's not confuse these buckets that I'm about to give you too as well this Thursday with nothing else either. I want you to get that in your spirit because I'm looking forward to you, man. I can't wait to see you in that paint. Come meet me right in the paint. I know. I got to pull up out. I know you gonna try to pull me out to that 3-point line. You look like you try to sneak a couple threes in. That's cool because when you run back on the other end, I'm in that circle. That circle paint. Just get used to the pick and roll. When you see me pick and pop, know that I'm looking right at you when I shoot it, bro.
You can't guard on the perimeter. I feel sorry for you because that's not where I'm not gonna be in the paint. I'm a slasher, so I get a lot of my points in the paint. But I'm a power forward, small forward. So you gonna, you know, you going, listen, if you can't guard out there, you're in trouble.
That's cool. Listen, I'm in the paint. I'm in the paint, blocking shots, rebounding, and eating down there. So we'll just go back and forth. I'm already with it.
I love it.
If you can catch me.
That's all right.
It's all good. It's all good. Listen, I'll be real with you. Focus ain't got to catch you. Because I already know, ain't none of y'all been running every day. So y'all might have the body, but I'm just saying, like bro, it's Flash Gordon out here. Like, right. Trust me. I don't even, hey, come on, T. Quit playing with me. I don't want to hear about Jason and all what happened last year.
Forget that game last year. I play ball 2-3 times a week. Mm-hmm. So I'm already in basketball shape. I know most of these people are going to be dead when they get on the court. They don't run. Nothing gets you. You can run on the treadmill. You can jump rope. Nothing gets you in basketball shape other than playing basketball. You got to play basketball.
Yeah. I feel that. Listen, it's the truth is going to be seen on the court. I think it's exciting. And I said this to Focus. I said it's pretty cool to be with everyone. Usually it's always ministry. It's always we got to do this. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're here to, and it's nice to serve, but it's like, man, we actually get to have fun, you know?
Right.
Just have fun and let loose. And yeah, it'll be serious when we plan. Maybe we'll be friends afterwards, but I'm sorry y'all gonna lose. Tell Dr. J, there's only one Dr. J, and it's unfortunate that you switched teams. It's unfortunate.
I
had a tree of life. You should have been with the tree of life. You should have been with all the sap. You know what I'm saying? Because that's where the life come from. But it's all good.
I forgive you. I wish y'all luck.
I forgive you. Just make sure you shake our hand. You know, when we going to get our trophy.
and don't get crossed over by no lady either. Don't let Dice cross you over either, because I'm a definitely cry. You got crossed over by a girl. We going back to playground. You got crossed over by a girl. Hey, listen, Trey, we appreciate you rocking with us, man. We're looking forward to this Thursday. Listen, all roads lead to Vegas. This is the week, Stellar Week, the 30th annual Stellar Awards going down. The second annual celebrity basketball game is going down. As y'all see, the trash talk is real. So listen, Trey, tell the people how they connect with you following all your social media platforms.
Yes, connect with me on Facebook, Trayvon Perry, IG, Trayvon Perry _, and then Twitter at Trayvon Perry. Take a look. I'm on the book. Holla at your boy.
Keep it locked. You tune into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
Holy Culture Radio. Healing, hope, and how-tos.
I'm Justin Adams, and this is your The Fix Faith and Sports Report. And our Monday verse comes from Ephesians 4, verses 11 through 13. And this is the New Living Translation. It says this. Now, these are the gifts Christ gave to the church, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and the pastors and teachers. Their responsibility is to equip God's people to do His work and build up the church, the body of Christ. This will continue until we all come to search unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son, that we will be mature in the Lord, measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ. Again, that's Ephesians 4, verses 11 through 13. All right, let's go to some sports, shall we? And yesterday was the final day before the All-Star break in baseball, and the Atlanta Braves and the Cleveland Guardians, they couldn't complete the sweep in their respective series. Sorry. The Tampa Bay Rays, they snapped the 7-game losing streak, beating the Braves 10-4, and the Kansas City Royals, they held off the Cleveland Guardians, final score 4-1. So at the break, here are your division leaders, starting off in the National League, the Braves, Cincinnati Reds, and we have a tie in the NL West between the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Los Angeles Dodgers. In the American League, your leaders are the Texas Rangers, Tampa Bay Rays, and the Cleveland Guardians. Now, Cleveland, they are the leaders in the American League Central, despite having a 45-45 record. I don't know how that happened, but they were able to do that, so good job there for Cleveland. Major League Baseball's draft night was last night, and look, it was a big night for the LSU Tigers. First of all, they won the national championship. Then they had the first two guys off the draft board, as Paul Skeens was taken with the first pick by the Pittsburgh Pirates, and Dylan Cruz was taken by the Washington Nationals with the second pick. Finally, and always, got to keep an eye on this, but the NFL season, it gets underway in 59 days. Can't wait. I'm Justin Adams, and this has been your The Fix Faith in Sports Report. Now back to DJ Focus at Dice Gamble, as The Fix is in.
Welcome back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into The Fix, your source of faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry. It's time to get real in these streets, Dice. And we know, oh my goodness, the last, 3 days now, it seems like? Everybody has been losing their mind on social media for this new social media app, haven't they, Dice?
Yeah, I'm one of them. Include me. Y'all see my number at the top of my Instagram page. Yeah, I got my my jail number. What they call that jail number they give you? Yeah, I got mine. So I'm beyond excited about this because Twitter. I'm just tired of Twitter. I'm tired of Twitter, not because of Twitter. I'm tired of Twitter because of all the drama that has happened on Twitter. So it's just like a bad breakup. So, yeah. Mm. I mean, right now we are at 80 million users so far on the Threads app. So shout out to all of you who are just migrating over. And it's easy to migrate. I know you, I saw you moved on over. What? I saw you. Yeah. I've been tagging you. Yeah.
Well, I want to make sure we in there a little bit. That's all. You know, I ain't gonna be on there as much as you, but yes, we on there, and I'm still trying to navigate and try to figure out this app. So it is similar to Twitter, but it's like, okay,
dude, it's better.
I think so. Yes, one thing I do like about it, you can post full YouTube videos on there.
Trying to tell you, I was like, man, you had so many limits on Twitter. You know, I used to have to chop everything up. It's like, man, I don't want to have to chop everything up. And then you can like lead people to anywhere on the internet, you know, that you want them to go, like your webpage. Like you can actually put the link in there and it's not a problem. Obviously, you are limited to a certain amount of characters, but right now, obviously I'm a threadster. I'm out here threading. I'm stitching and sewing every night, but it's way better right now. Like your reach is better. You know, you are limited to who you could talk to. Let me tell you the good thing about the threads. And you can interrupt me if I'm talking too much. It's a thread. So whatever you say, you said it first. You know, it took me a minute on day one. I was like, why is everybody so excited about this? And how come people who are following me that weren't following me before because they couldn't see me? So it's like, if you, I posted something on Dayton's post, it's on there unless he delete the thread. So it's like, it's different because, you know, it's a thread. So I like the way that you can have a conversation. Like, you know, there is this back and forth, or you can go back and be like, nah, cause here's the thread and this is how that went. So it's funny because some of these, cautious Christians were posting. Cautious Christians. They were posting, hey, be careful what you say. Be careful what you post because they keep in track. Yeah, they keep in track. And I like that because you can actually go to, you know, a pastor or artist's page, look at their replies, and you can see where they've been. So ain't no hiding. So that's why I like it, because I'm like, okay, yeah, what you talking about? Like, who you really over there posting? You know, how you be talking about LaQuisha and all them? Like, who you talking, you know what I'm saying?
Some people will get caught up on.
Yeah, let me find out you over here.
Ain't no DMs on this one.
You're gonna learn. So I like that type of transparency. Everybody doesn't, you know, so, and y'all need to just get over a whole they're following you or they in your life. If you got a social security number right now, they know exactly where you are.
Period. All the time.
It's over. Like, ain't no more hiding. Like, you could be in the FBI, wherever you at, they gonna find you. Cause it's just different now. We have too many gates open to the internet, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth. So if you have a cell phone, you're being tracked. If you got a laptop, you're being tracked. It don't matter if you turn it off. I have to turn off my location. It don't matter. They got your IP address. It's like if you have a barcode somewhere on you, if you have a chip of any kind, they are following you. So you need to let that go. But now this is a good platform to build on right now. But you brought up something when we were off air. You were talking about.
Yeah, come on, talk about it.
He was talking about Zuck. Mm-hmm. Zuck and Elon going back and forth about who shot John. And
who richer than each other? They got so much money. So this is why, and I'm going to let you get back. I didn't mean to cut you off, but let me just say
you're
this.
Fine.
I'm upset about them even having this debate. Y'all are billionaires, and y'all arguing over who can be the richest. That's all this is I can't say what I want to say, but it's one of them contests. Yeah, that's all this is. Yeah, I can't say what I want to say, but it's one of them contests. All the men know what we're talking about right now. You know, what we doing? Come on now. Don't be no hater. Nah, yeah, what we doing?
Well, I don't know. It's wild. So far, like I said, you can post, you know, like 10 pictures in a single post on Threads. You can only do 4 on Twitter. Here's the crazy part is Elon this past week, I guess he got a little bit upset because he said that Zuckerberg stole some people that used to work from Twitter.
Why wouldn't he? That was brilliant. You mean somebody used to work at Sony and I just started my own filming company and I can get them to work for me? Why wouldn't I not hire them? Like,
that's in every company, shoe companies, you name it. Like, you go and get the best. You're like, well, who used to work where? Yeah, because they already know. So we don't have to explain what we want. We just pay them to do what we want, you know, and make it better. So now this is the new wave, man. It's interesting because I wouldn't have thought we would have a new Twitter right now. But here's the deal. So you have a new Twitter right now. I think I was more upset about it kicked the highlight that was on the Spill app kind of out of the picture. And for those of you who don't know what Spill is, Spill was the new, it's a new black owned app. So I think it was like four black people, I think, that started it. And so that was to become the new Twitter. But because Zuck, obviously, he got way more pool.
And money.
Yeah. It's getting overshadowed.
And it's called the Spill app. I'm not even familiar with that.
Yeah, I had signed up. It's funny because I saw Derek Minor had posted a couple weeks ago. Well, I signed up for Spill and I was like, what is Spill? And then I was like, uh-oh. I was like, okay, this is like an app. But obviously, Threads is just,
it's
definitely surpassed it. So
I saw people camping out all night. Like when I finally signed up, I'm like, oh, we late. They've been on here for 9 hours. I'm like, what is going on with this?
I couldn't go to sleep.
Yeah, we saw you. So yeah. I'm like, the dice are out here just slicing and dicing and posting and posting.
Well, because I wanted to know what was going to work. So that was how I kept saying, you talked about money a minute ago. There's nothing. There ain't nothing Zuckerberg couldn't have added to this app. Nothing.
Facts.
But they left it very simple. And I was like, they're analyzing what people want. Trust me. They're analyzing what people want, who's talking to who, you know, who's using what. And I like that because I'm like, yeah, let's just see. And what I saw, I actually saw a high number of people say, nah, take that hate on somewhere. Nah, we don't want no bots over here. And I like how, you know, people were already like, nah, y'all leave that over there on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not going to do that. Like, everybody's kind of being real protective. As they say, everyone is playing nice on Threads. And it's been like a, secure space where it's not a lot of bullying, not a lot of, you know, angry, you know, like robots up here just, you know, attacking people. And that's one of the things I'm really enjoying about this this app.
Mm-hmm. So how long you think it's going to be before somebody comes out with something different? Because to your point, I do feel like this is just an advanced upgrade of what Twitter is. Mm-hmm. So now I would assume it's somebody else thinking, okay, you know, the social media apps, these are what's popping. We know what TikTok has done. Let's be very mm-hmm. clear. So, yeah, what do you think the next step that we can go, that somebody, a developer, is going to look into in advancing a social media platform? And then also, how long do you think this is going to last? Because me and my wife were talking about, we like, I wonder if this is going to be around for the next 20 years for real, for real, or if it's just like one of those fads that people kind of like are on for right now and then, I don't know, something else super comes out. Because we know we got flying cars out there and technology is like going like ridiculously crazy. Let's be very clear. So I'm just wondering, is this a fad? Will this just last for a short little window? Or is somebody else already working on something that's better than Threads?
Good luck.
You sold them. I mean, you like it, huh?
Well, I think the reason why people are still on Facebook is because it was more safe. You know, I think the reason why some people stayed on certain apps is because it was less drama. And so I think people are going to be here for a minute. I think, like I was trying to tell you earlier, I said, I think people are over Twitter because of what has happened on Twitter. They weren't necessarily over Twitter. It was just the drama and the disgust attached to Twitter and who's on Twitter, who's getting kicked off Twitter, who's saying what on Twitter, the political aspects of Twitter. Just like, it's just exhausting, you know? And every time I think about Twitter, I only tweeted because I was like, man, we gotta keep using this platform because people still be paying attention, you know?
Me too. Let's be very clear. I'm not really on it at all.
That was it. Yeah, and I'm mad because my tweet can only be so, like, I couldn't copy and paste the post that we would post on Instagram and put them on Twitter. I always had to delete to make it fit. And I was like, man, forget this, you know? So, you know, you have more characters on Threads. Like I said, you could do your vote. Like right now, I'm over here migrating our stuff from YouTube or wherever it is, you know, just over, you know? So it's like, I like that you can post, you know, you can post the actual link, and everybody's been giving their feedback to help grow the platform. And I like that too. So I don't know. We're going to see. I mean, it may be around. It may not be around. I think this was definitely a power move by Zuckerberg. Just like, you know what? Let's go on and shut that down.
Yeah. Let's talk about it. Cause we know Twitter, you know, is threatening legal action to Meta over, you know, everything with this rivalry app too as well. So yeah, let's talk about that when we come back. Listen, DJ Focus, Dice Gamble, we talking social media today. I know y'all lost your mind, everybody on Threads. Let's get into some music and we coming right back. Keep it locked. You tuned into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
Holy Culture Radio is operated by the Core Link Solution, a 501c ministry dedicated to empowering people to reach their potential. If you feel led to contribute to this mission, visit www.holyculture.net/donations.
Welcome back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into The Fix, your source of faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry. And, in the middle of this real talk conversation, and we're just talking about, social media today. We're talking about Threads app. I know a lot of people, it wasn't just us. I did put a post out on Threads talking about, hey, we've noticed a drop in our engagement numbers on Instagram. Please come on back over here and like our stuff and comment. Get our algorithm going back. Because we saw a lot of people talking about it. So it wasn't just us. So, yeah, I know a lot of people are still kind of on the fence. So you have a lot of people who have converted over and are starting to use Threads. But we have a lot of people that still like, nah, I got this base over here on Instagram I'm still trying to push. So where's the balance in that, Dice? Well, how do you balance now adding another app? So let's be very clear. If you have all of the apps, you have the, for my ancient people, still got Facebook, for Instagram, you got TikTok, you got Twitter, if you're still going to be on Twitter, and now you add Threads. And what's the black app you said? Slink? You
Spill.
Said
Spill.
Spill. Spill. Am I missing anyone? Is there any other apps out there that people are using?
Well, I mean, I got let me just, that's
go, those go are the only ones
you, yeah, okay, I was gonna say,
Yeah, so that was so that like, was my list. That was my list, y'all. Listen to Dice's list.
Yeah, no, man. Okay, obviously it's Twitter, it's Facebook. I still throw stuff over there on Snapchat because it's all connected. TikTok, I'm on Clubhouse, Wisdom. I mean, like you said, Instagram, and then even on my LinkedIn, I'm still on LinkedIn, but I mean, there are a million Deezer, I mean, Twitch, you know, shoot, let's see. And of course I signed up for Spill. So that's another one. Let's see. There's a lot of them. And the reason why.
That's 11 that you just said. I counted them out.
That's just 11. Like that's just 11 I could think of off the top of my head. Now, if you want to get fancy, because for me, I'm on Kakao Talk. So, you know, I'm in my different language apps where, you know, you can communicate with different countries. You know, I got a VPN on my phone so I can switch that and go to places that you can't go in the United States. So for
me, what she's doing for VPN.
Well, I'm just saying, it depends on how... So it just depends on who you want to talk to. You know what I'm saying? Like, and how far do you want your reach to be? Like, for an artist, you need every app. What are we talking about? Like, that's why it's called social media. And the way that we reach people is we have to be on different platforms. Because let's be honest, people on LinkedIn probably ain't on Threads yet. You know what I'm saying? No. Like, because, you know what I'm saying? But here's the deal. If you are a smart business person, you would be on the newest app, regardless if it's going to take off or not, because you're going to gain followership. You're going to gain visibility because it's easier to reach people. That's what I've been talking to you about the whole time we've been talking about Threads. I was like, so you just telling me I can just hit Michelle Obama right now? Like, it's different. So it's like I said, Sandy Savage, I was telling you about her. I said, man, she's got a new book coming out. This is my girl. I saw Oprah and was like, what y'all reading on the book club? And I quick and went and grabbed her link off of Amazon. I was like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Whoop-de-whoop. And then I hit Sandy's husband. I said, hey, you need to go on and inbox them a copy of her book. But I wouldn't be able to talk like that if I hadn't jumped on Threads. So that's what I'm saying. Like right now, that like yesterday, the Oprah book club, they only had like 1,000 followers. You and I both know Oprah got like 1 billion followers. So that's why I was like, there's an advantage for those of you who jump in early. There's a different type of communication that can happen. So that's why I was like, it may be around, it may not be around, but right now there are over 80 million people signed up. It took Twitter forever to get that many people to sign up. Zuckerberg wants to have 1 billion people, and I believe he's going to get it. He's going to get it.
You think he's going to get it?
Yeah. I mean, how many cell phones are they? I think he will have as many signups as cell phones. I really do.
So will we use this as, will this be one of those multi-use apps where we're using it for networking for business, also for entertainment purposes too as well?
I think, because right now you're able to fight through. And shout out to Nikki and Moose, because Nikki had posted about this the other day. She was like, man, I got way more people to come to my live because I posted over here that I was going live on Instagram. Because now you have more people that can see what you're doing, you know? That's why I was like, yeah, Elon was upset, but go on and be upset, brother. But people want to be able to see each other. You know what I'm saying? That's why people are gravitating towards it. Yeah, let me see what's going on. You know what I mean? Like, we want, you know, the, I like all these, and trust me, there will be some type of algorithm going on, but right now it's not like Twitter where you're
it's
limited.
Not control yet. It's not control yet.
Nah, man.
I hope he doesn't. I hope he leaves it free, because I do like what you're saying, Dice, when you say now we have a platform where we're free to talk within conversations on other people's threads. So to your point, yeah, that it has not been done on this level. So for him to think of something like that, yeah, I think this is brilliant. But also now we can talk about real business networking. The only reason I'm on social media, I'm not on social media for entertainment. Bless your life who do choose to, you know, look at it that way. I am networking. I am building. I'm trying to make connections. I'm trying to advance the business side of everything. So that's the only reason I have social media platforms. When I want to be entertained, you know, me and my wife do other things. I watch TV. That's what I do for that. So I like more platforms like this. And I'm glad you brought up LinkedIn because what you have on LinkedIn is more of the CEOs who don't, like you say, want to be invested in the Instagram, Facebook, and even it's restrictions on how you can really reach out to them on there. Even if you have the premium LinkedIn account, like it's like, yeah, they don't really respond back like they should respond back. I've been on LinkedIn and responded it to all type of people and never got a response back. I don't even think they ever opened up my message and saw it. So now this threads from how you're breaking it down, it makes sense. Everybody, yes, if they go on there, they're going to see, oh, such and such is talking to me. Let me see who this is.
Bro, the benefits, like I sat there yesterday because, you know, like I told you, I had to drop a positive prayer. I saw somebody posted a prayer that was just kind of like off, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, nah, we're going to correct that. And it felt so good.
Did you reach out to him?
I went right on the post. I went right there. I went right there on their post. And this is what I love is that somebody else posted and was like, yeah, that's a biblical prayer. And I'm like, amen. Because here's the thing. Maybe they just didn't know. So they out here nilly-willy, you know, saying what they want to say. And I'm like, okay, well, I get to say what I want to say. And then the whole world gets to see your reply. So please be very careful on how you're about to reply to me. You know what I'm saying? But I like that you can look at a person's conversation. So if they say they are one thing, and then you see them, you know, say they're a pastor or a super Christian or whoever. And then when you click on their replies, how they've been replying all day, if they in every strip club, now I get to be like, oh, yeah. Okay, so, you know what I'm saying? We see your behavior over here. Like, and I like that accountability aspect on this app because you get to just say, all right, who they following and what are they saying to who they're talking to today. So you don't even have to see all the original posts. You just see their comments and you can kind of get a feel for who this person is. And I was so proud of some people yesterday because they were in their Bible. They were praying for people. You know, they were posting positive things. And I was like, I love this. So I'm over here for it. I'm here for it right now. I'm here for it.
Yeah, I'm here for it too as well. I got to continue to learn how to post this stuff. I hope some of the multi-post apps go ahead and link threads on to their thing because I like that. Just being able to post it one place.
Yeah, and we don't care about Zuckerberg if he stole some people to work for his company. That's what you do. You go and get a professional. If you got a hospital and the doctor was at a Baptist hospital and you got a hospital in your town and you're like, yeah, I want to get them. Yeah, you know, hey, guess what? We're hiring. We'll pay you. We got great benefits. You're gonna get a doctor to come work at your hospital. You know, it don't matter where they used to work before. You're just looking for the skill set. So it just makes sense that, you know, this man would hire people who know how to do things. What was he supposed to do? Just hire some people that don't know? Nah. And like I said, it was time for us to get just the alternative. People will still be on Twitter. I'll still be on Twitter as long as there is a Twitter. But I will be on Twitter like, hey, I posted this on Threads.
Right. Well, I don't know. This might take Twitter out of commission, to be honest with you.
I think it's going to shut it down.
Yeah, I think it's going to shut it down because it has a lot of advantages on it. And then once everybody learns how to navigate and work it, I think that's when, you know, if the numbers continue to rise, I think, you know, a lot of people won't be on Twitter as much. They'll be on Threads. But I like it. I'm okay with a little, some upgrades. But like I say, I hope that he doesn't control the algorithm. Leave it like it is. Allow for us to really network and build with people and be able to talk to people and have these live chats for real. Don't control our posts. Right. Don't control our threads. And it only go out to certain many followers or this audience base. No, let's leave it alone. Who I follow is who I follow. Who follow me, they should get my content. When I put it out there, send it to all my followers. Leave it alone.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I hope they keep that like way.
I think that's where Musk... I think that's where he messed up when he made that post last week or the week before about limiting, you know, what you could see and all this. And I think people were like, nah, bruh.
Yeah, stop.
Because you're admitting you're going to keep me out of the loop. You know what I mean? Like, I might miss something really important. You know, you got the zombie apocalypse going on in California because I can't see it. You know, I'm over here stuck in Texas, you know. I don't know what's going on. So yeah, there's a certain freedom right here I'm hoping Threads keeps, but I would encourage each and every person to jump on there now, you know, before, you know, anything changes. And then you get to state how you feel and you get to interact with people. Like I said, even for me, like I probably talked to people, more people on Threads that I hadn't talked to in a while versus being on Instagram. And like I said, it's just the different ability that I have. They can see me and I can see them.
That's good.
Yeah.
I hope you don't try to control it, because you ain't, you know, ain't nobody controlling your money for all the, you know, them billion. No, seriously. And this is how we eat. So once again, this is how I do business. This is how we make connections on these different social media apps. So don't knock our money off and try to control our money. We ain't controlling yours. Listen, DJ Focus, Dice Gamble, we talking social media today. We got to go to a break. We coming back with closing thoughts. Keep it locked. You tuned into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
Progress music.
Do it for the culture, culture.
Empowering conversations. Holy Culture Radio.
You tap back into The Fix, your source of faith infused hip hop, R&B, and poetry. And we sure appreciate y'all waking up with us this beautiful Monday morning. Come on, if y'all just getting up, you might want to hit that rewind button. I'm telling you, if you're on the app right now listening to us, hit that rewind button. The trash talk that was talked about this celebrity basketball game, I promise you, you want to hear it. I promise you, it's either going to be buckets or bloopers. All roads lead to Las Vegas this Thursday at the Doolittle Community Center for the second annual Bear Tag Entertainment and Stellar Celebrity Basketball Game. Shouts out to Lamont Saunders. Shouts out to Don Jackson, the whole Stellar team, for collabing and putting this basketball game on. And shouts out to the Fix Radio Show for being a part of it. I'm just, right? I'm a salute us. Like, we just, you know, so shouts out to us. Shouts out. I know the Foot Locker by my house was tired of me. I was going in there. I'm they like, you've been in here 3 days in a row. I know. I'm trying to match my socks up. I'm trying to think, visualize how I want to look out on the court. So I'm trying to get this. Don't mess this up. I ain't an emotional shopper. I don't just buy right away. I got to look at it a few times. I got to feel it in my hands. I got to make sure this is it.
Hello. So,
but no, they took care of me, and I'm ready. I am ready for this Thursday.
Yeah.
Like I say, I'm ready. So I can't wait. And I'm just excited for the Stellar Week. Yeah. Let's be very clear. It is Stellar Week this week. It's going to be an amazing week. There's tons of events. If you're planning on still coming, please go to stellar.com and get all your tickets, or make sure you register for every masterclass, every concert they might have, brunch they might have. Listen, you want to make sure you're on the list or you buy your tickets. The stuff is selling out if it's not already sold out. We do have the pre-show event going down this Friday. And we also have the live taping going down this Saturday. So, go to stellar.com for the complete lineup. But, definitely want to shout out Gabriel Titus and Trayvon Perry. Even though they're on the wrong teams, we appreciate them coming through this morning, right, Dice?
Yeah, we do. And it's unfortunate that, they already lost. But, I mean, you know, we'll see if they show up. But, that's cool that they still came on the show, regardless of them understanding what the outcome is going to be. That shows great sportsmanship. And I just got to say, congratulate them on that. Listen, man, it's going down on Thursday. It's going down all week, actually, in Vegas. And I think I'm just more excited. Like I was telling you off air, I said, man, I'm more excited about the game. I mean, I'm excited about the award, but I'm more excited about just going out here and getting a little physical with people that are out here singing all the time. You know, it's personal. It's personal for me. I just want to see who's doing what. I want to see who's doing what, and I want to have some fun with everybody who we usually do ministry with. So it'll be nice to have some off time from ministry. I mean, we all go really hard with ministry. So it's like, you know, this game is going to be awesome. But shout out to the Stellars for even putting this together, like putting the whole week together. And I'm happy to see our community actually start to build events around the weekend, so that when people come in town, they have something to do, somewhere to go, something to see, you know, they get to learn and they get to hang out with, the kingdom minded folks. So I'm just ready to get on the flight. That's it.
That's all. That's all. That's it. We appreciate y'all waking up with us this morning. Like I said, we're going to have tons of coverage footage for y'all. So as we prepare to even hop on our flights and go to Vegas, best believe y'all know we coming back with interview content, tons of footage, pictures. Mm-hmm. So just follow us on the Fix Radio Show page for all of the pictures, all of the content as we're down there. Yes, we're going to be posting. Mm-hmm. And we might do a couple lives. We're here and there. We'll see what guys say. But we might go live from somewhere, Dice. We might just pull up on them and go live for about 2 or 3 minutes. But yeah, it's gonna be real soft. But I'm not one of them. You know me. When I go live, I don't go live for no 10 minutes. So you got you got about 2 to 3 minutes to hop on and make a decision. If not, I'm out. So yeah, just keep. Put your notifications on in case we go live, because yes, we will be in Vegas starting this Wednesday all the way through the weekend. So yeah, you never know where we might pull up at and or where we might be sitting next to be able to go live real quick and have a little Q&A real quick. That's all. So we appreciate y'all rocking with us. Listen, have a great Monday morning. Continue to show the love of Christ, good people, because that's what God would want you to do. As always, remember to stay focused on turning your negative into a positive. Jesus Christ is always the answer. Kingdom advancement should always be the goal. The fix is in. We out.
Peace, y'all.